WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. One more time for one last time in the year 2013 season, or the graduation season, or the graduating season. Kids are going to graduate. This is not me. It's really me, not you, and me and my main man, the man that helped make it happen way back in the day, 2003. I am joined by the main man, Mr. John Easter.
Good morning, Emerson.
Good morning, sir.
It's kind of like I was listening to Bob and Tom this morning on the way in, and Bob was on the show this morning because you know he retired two years ago, but now he's, you know, he's back on the show this morning, so it's like old home week. We're back together again. Yeah.
Like how it started. That's how it started. With ideals and stuff, you know, and it's bringing the school year 2013 to a close, and it's how it started back in 2003.
Yeah.
And welcome to School Talk. It's our last edition for this school year, and I am missing my very special guest. I hope they show up because I would really hope, but I start crying, but you know, gotta go.
Yep. Yeah, the show must go on.
So we're gonna do some special things today. We're gonna recap the school year and stuff and things and some things that's happened at the school and relive and verbally relive. That'd be kinda cool, kinda relive the past, you know.
Right.
Really. That'd be kinda really strange. We might be on TV.
I think we could make some money turn that into a business.
That's a show. What you can really do to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
This might sound crazy. I wonder if a man can have a baby. What are you making money? I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. I got nothing on that one.
We know we can't handle pain. Leave that one alone.
Are you feeling okay?
That one hurt just to think about it.
I know, right?
My wife would get me. I'm gonna get in trouble for that one. Well, all the women of the world be calling this an Emerson. I love it, mine. I'm gonna say, yeah, I got carbon copies to prove it. Last time you seen carbon copies?
Oh my god! Probably before I was teaching.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Carbon copies.
Yeah,
that is. I don't know what that course, came from either.
Is it still a carbon copy if, you know, you've got like an application or something and it's got multiple copies? Is that still considered a carbon copy?
I don't think so. I think it's that piece of carbon that is a slim piece of paper you purposely put between two pieces of paper to make a copy.
Right.
That is old school.
Oh, yeah. Mimeograph, all that. Oh.
Microfiche.
Yeah. Floppy disks.
Oh, wow. Presumably. Well, CDs already went to old school.
The actual car phone.
Oh, the bag phone.
Remember in the bag?
The brick.
Yeah. And you were really something if you actually had a phone built into your car.
Yeah.
You were really something there.
As long as your name wasn't Superfly. And that's coming back.
You know, we got something.
Students are doing something.
We got something what is that thing that's no longer on the... It's not there. It's the big board. Oh, I do have a special. I meant to put this in as one of the beds. Come on now. Here we go. That's live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Not that kind of bed, huh?
This is here we go. I got it now. Let's try that again. So there's that thing that's over there that's not over there right now, but it is the big board. All right, this will take you back.
Oh, man.
We're going clubbing with Mr. Allen.
WBDG.
All right, here you go.
TV.
We got the big board. No school on Monday. It is Memorial Day. So, of course, on Memorial Day, we honor service men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in service to their country. A very solemn day, but that is Monday, Memorial Day. No school, so remember those service folks on Monday. Of course, another ceremony that could be solemn. Oftentimes, though, you get to about the end of the A's and the first person goes, woohoo! But it is graduation coming up on Monday, June 4th. Practice for the seniors at 10 a.m. and the ceremonies at 7:30 p.m. Doors will open at 6. And a couple of reminders, if you were listening, was it last week that we had Mr. Mendenhall on?
Yeah.
Listening last week, you want to make sure that you get there as soon as possible, because there will be some new security measures as you go in the Indiana Farmers Coliseum out at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Also, don't bring the balloons. They're not allowed on the state fairgrounds on the property. So don't bring any balloons or anything like that. No coolers as well. So, you can't just have a tailgate party out the back of your car at graduation. But that is coming up on the 4th of June at 7:30 will be the ceremony. 6 o'clock, doors open. Practice for the seniors at 10 a.m. on Monday the 4th. And you must be there to go through the ceremony. And ladies and gentlemen, that is
the big board. Yeah. I got a little Facebook Live going. Can you put that on the in speaker for a second, in-house speaker?
I have to turn off your mic.
It just ended. Yeah, all right. Anyway, bring my mic back.
And that was?
Good morning, Erica. Is that Erica? Oh, Eartha Spencer. She's down in Terrell, Indiana. Good morning, Eartha. See you on Facebook. Hey, we grew up together with Eartha Spencer down in Terrell, Indiana. Yeah, Eartha there. Eartha Spencer from 15th Street, South 15th Street. Okay, we don't know what we're doing, because this is our last day, and we have a lot of things to look back on in 2013. I mean, really do. I mean, we just
2013,
18.
There you go.
We just noticed. I mean,
2013, we were calling Mr. Allen. Yeah. There you go. I got a re-cue now. This is what we were playing a minute ago. I'll put it on the speakers. Yeah. There we go.
Makes it bad though. People used to think. They wonder, like, when they first heard it, they thought about they're gonna go to a club. And it was the cool clubs.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool, you know. But that was cool. Speaking of clubs, not clubs, but successful people. We're speaking to her, Evelyn Sanchez.
Yes.
You know, talk about successes in 2018. Her. I mean, she was just awesome. She was named the top 2018 International High School Journalist of the Year. That's awesome.
And through the Hoosier Press Women's Association, there's a national competition that they're connected to.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Press Women's Association. I'm sorry, I did not write it down, but Tom Hayes, our journalism instructor, was named the number one journalism teacher in the country.
Man, you know
that as well.
You know what I want to do, don't you? I want to go snatcher. I ain't never done that before.
Just
I ain't never left the studio and went snatch the guest and snatch the student. They got to get in trouble for doing that?
It's your show, Emerson.
I'm going to go snatch.
Emerson is going, I'll do play-by-play. Emerson is now walking out the door. He's turning right. He is walking through our conference room over into the BDTV area. Now he's looking, actively searching for Evelyn Sanchez, who is once again the one of the top student journalists in the world, and she has the award to prove it. Emerson, now the door is closing. Hopefully it's not locked. Let's see. Evelyn, he has found Evelyn. Evelyn is walking back across the conference room. You can hear Emerson now arriving. Ta-da. And now handing off some headphones here. And Emerson is back, seated now. All right. And Emerson, that was a first.
I snatched her. Now you're on, Facebook.
Now you're on Facebook Live.
I snatched the 2018 top 2018 International High School Journalist. Please, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Evelyn Sanchez is live in the studio, snatched from her classroom.
Hi there.
Get those headphones so you can hear me talking. She thinks she's on TV.
I can't hear anything.
There you go.
There you go.
How's that?
I'm so used to TV.
This is live radio,
favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Girl, you've been doing some things in 2008.
Yeah.
How's it feel
18.
To be
18?
Y'all know my age. Y'all know I'm old.
I messed him up. I played the old Clubbo with Mr. Allen theme, and he got confused.
Yeah,
I would too.
Yeah. She's the first Ben Davis student to win this award. How's the ability to be number one? The first.
It was pretty shocking. I honestly didn't think I would ever get an award like this.
Mm-hmm.
So when they brought me up, during the announcement, I really thought it was Mr. Goins announcing that his wife was pregnant or something.
Whoa, that's breaking news.
Yeah, so that didn't happen, but I'm honored to have the title, and you know, thanks to Mr. Hayes and Mr. Goins, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have it.
Now she's also the online editor of the Spotlight staff this year, and she's been news editor last school year. She was yearbook photographer her sophomore year. She also served as reporter anchor for BDTV News. Now, BDTV News is awesome, y'all. You just know about BDTV. It's awesome. It's student-produced television. Now, I know about some of your plans because I'm an investigative reporter. I know about things.
Oh, me too. You know,
I go through trash can looking for information. But
you got to do what you got to do.
She was nominated for the award by Mr. Hayes. Now, what's your plans after high school?
I plan to attend IU Bloomington. And I'm majoring in journalism and minoring in Latino studies.
Mm-hmm.
And then after college, just start my news career. And I guess I've been recently thinking about starting a media company, but we'll see.
A what?
A media company.
A what? Hey, yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So when did this bug bite you? Or did it? As far as media, as far as being in front of camera, as far as news, journalism.
It's actually a funny story because my mom, she always watched the news, and I used to hate the news because I thought it was so boring. Like, why are people watching it? But, like, as I've grown, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is actually important. Why have I been saying that it's boring? It's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I would say started with photography. Like, I just wanted to be a photographer. And then as I got into publications, I wanted to write stories. And then I like hearing other people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I like sharing what they had to say. And then I did BDTV. I ended up loving it even more. So I was like, yeah, journalism is my path. Like, I get to tell people stories, and I get to travel, and I get to do a lot. And I like doing a lot.
One thing about stories, one thing that a lot of folks, probably my audience already know, you can learn a lot, so much.
Yes.
From other folks' experiences. You can learn what not to do. You can learn what to do from their stories. So stories are powerful. Now, speaking of stories, I want to know, what were you doing when I snatched you out of your classroom? What were you working on?
I was doing the Ben Davis achievements for the senior newscast.
Okay, then when's the deal? Because I killed the deadline.
Mr. Goins said till Tuesday, so we're fine.
Sorry, Mr. Goins.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So now you're going to graduate and go on to college. So what's your advice to young folks that may be thinking about, or maybe not even thinking about journalism? Why would you suggest they go into it?
Why?
What's your advice to them?
I say journalism isn't selfish because, mm-hmm. you know, many people think it is because you're in the camera, but it's not. You're sharing other people's stories. You're informing people what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And I say knowledge is power. So by doing that, you're helping the community get better.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Matthew Stewart. And hearts out to your family, Matthew Stewart, in the loss of your family member, your father. Matthew Stewart of Stewart Speakers, awesome organization, speaking of communications.
Phenomenal work.
Knowledge in publication. He's out joining me on Facebook.
The Stewart Speakers, they do so much with our school.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bringing in, I know they've done in the past, we've had Stewart Speakers here in our building.
Yeah.
They brought them here. I think we had James Brown. We had Holly Robinson Pete.
Yep.
They brought her in. the gentleman from Good Morning America, whose name is totally escaping me now. But they also had, just this year, I know they're always a big part of the, a couple years ago they had Common. Mm-hmm. You know, they do so many things with our schools. So we send our thoughts out to the stewards and all the stewards.
Yeah. Oh, I my thing don't want to stay focused for some time. But yeah, hats off. Just wanted to shout out that real quick. Now, this is good. This is a deep question. It probably get myself in trouble. I know I don't like this. There we go. Why does I do that? Don't do that. Don't do that, Mr. E. Get down and focus on me. I ain't technology. Anyway.
Of course, people at home on the radio are like, what's he talking about?
Yeah. Today's news. The attitude in the news. Fake news.
Yes.
Real news. Do you have an opinion? Of course you do.
Okay. So I attended the National Association of Black Journalists convention that they had this year, and they had a panel about fake news. And one of the ladies who were speaking on the panel, she said something very, I find it important that even if our president says something is fake news, as long as you know that you put hard work and ethical
Says fake news, whatever, you know.
Yeah, because everyone says fake news just based on what they believe. Like, if you say purple is the best color, they're going to say that's fake news because they don't agree with it. That's my opinion on it. I just feel like people call it out because if they don't like the article, they're just going to say it's fake.
But yeah, so if you don't like it, you don't like it. I mean, just I guess it's just simple as that.
Well, it used to be, and again, I'm not putting any politics on this because I think both sides and all sides are problematic when it comes to this, but we can't even agree on what our facts are anymore. And it used to be that you could go through and say, okay, well, this is reported, this has been confirmed, this has been sourced, you know, and this is a fact. But now it's like there's so many other things out there to kind of muddy the water, to kind of clutter things up, that sometimes the facts get lost. And it's, no, this is the set of facts that we are working on. And this is why that these are facts. And then somebody comes in and says, no, those aren't facts. You know, they're just this reporting, you know, this side is reporting that because of this reason or that reason. So how hard is it now to cut through all that clutter, do you think?
I mean, for me, it's just more, as long as I know that I did my job as a reporter, then I can care. I don't really care much about like other comments.
Right.
Because that's a reporter's job, to speak the truth and just the truth, to not include their opinion, unless it's for opinions.
Right.
So, I mean, as long as they're doing their job right, and the company knows that the reporter, investigator, whoever said the facts are facts, then that's all that matters.
Well, and I think you brought up a good point there, because there are so many times now that opinion gets reported as fact.
Yeah.
And no, that's just an opinion. And people don't, I don't say this, you know, to kind of make fun of the audience or anything, but I think sometimes people can't distinguish what is opinion and what is like a report now.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if this is reported, that's different than somebody saying, well, I believe this, I believe that. And then people sometimes are, you know, you'll see on all the time on Facebook, well, so-and-so said, and then, no, that was an opinion piece.
Yep.
Or you'll see on Twitter, you'll see somebody share an article. It's,
especially on Twitter.
You read it, it's commentary. You know, those aren't really hard reporting facts. Yeah. Those aren't a news story, let's say, where you've interviewed multiple sources and, you know, you've kind of been fair to all sides. I mean, those are the kinds of reporting things that I think you're...
Yeah, like you said, usually reports, they will have both sides in a story rather than just one, because that's what makes it unbiased.
Right.
And that's what we're supposed to be.
Right.
How does social media play a role in the things that you do?
I would say it's made it both easier and harder. It's made it easier because if there's breaking news, you can just report it super quick, fast. You can record video on your phone and then just have it out like in a snap. And it's also harder because there's always trolls on social media who, again, they call you out and say, well, that's false, or I don't believe it. Or people just criticize you because you're doing your job. They're saying, mind your own business. But you're a journalist, so you kind of have to say what's going on in the world.
Why they call it trolls? Why they say trolls? Why do you say
that's
it,
just
like, mind me of something like I'm adjusting my microphone. That sounds like
there we go.
Like a little person. Like, you know, little characters.
Yeah.
Little funny ears and a little funny hair
on the bridge.
Yeah, is that what is that?
It's just I'm just
is
using
that a troll.
I'm just using the slang that the kids use nowadays.
Okay, now I'm back to being stupid again. But ain't that little character called a troll?
Yeah, there's a whole movie called Trolls.
Yeah, so that's when I first heard that they said you're being a troll on the computer. I'm saying what is that? Is it you're being a little person on the computer?
Not really. It's just your.
But you have to know.
Well, you have to be careful.
Understand.
When you're using that.
It's a terrible term.
Yeah.
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 Well, I think troll has become kind of like a term to talk about people that just come in and
so it's a negative. It's a big time negative.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
But it is an actual term. But I think we have to be careful associating little person with that.
Very interesting. I like that.
Because I think Rebecca would probably kick you in the shins.
that's I got you. And she would. And she would. So would Dustin. he ran over me.
Yeah.
Dustin's so cool. Yeah. I get it. I get it. But that's another thing, how our language, our terminology.
Yeah.
And you're in that business of using the correct terminology and the right words, because words matter.
Yeah,
definitely.
They really matter, and it's a shame a lot of folks don't understand that in different parts of society now.
Yeah.
And I can understand a person making a mistake when they say something, but then they genuinely apologize and never make it again.
Yeah.
That's lost.
Yeah.
And if you don't allow yourself to be educated, like we just did, we just went through a moment.
Yeah.
We just went through a moment, and we are in a educational environment of school.
Yeah.
But the whole world is an educational environment. If you don't allow yourself the opportunity to learn, that's sad. It's just sad. Because when you learn, it enriches you.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
With energy and knowledge, because knowledge is power. And then it's a shame that if you refuse to get the knowledge, how much power you're giving away, and then as a result of you, I would say ignorance, how many people you can hurt and damage done. That is deep. I got thank you, Mr. Yeah. We got philosophy. We got deep up in here.
Right.
Dang, that's so cool. Wow. I didn't mean to go there, but I had to go there.
I mean, you're telling people the truth.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when you're in that business of media, people listen, like you'll be in a position that people will listen to your words.
It's a lot of power to have, but as long as you're using it well.
Wow.
Well, and that's the other thing too, when we're talking about media, is that it does have the power to reach many people. And with social media, I think that has put it on steroids. You know, the ability to reach people is just amazing now with social media. You know, Kevin Greger, I remember he had come in to speak to, well, he was on the marathon. He did an interview. I don't know if you were here the day when he was. Yeah, right. You did. But Kevin Gregory was here, and he was showing us this app on his phone, and he could go live from that classroom over there if he wanted to, and just be on live. He could, you know, it connects to the control room at Channel 6. They put him on live, you know, and that's the way they're doing live shots now. Yeah. Which is pretty remarkable when you think about it. Just the way that the phone or that social media has really changed the ability. Like, when we're done with this show, we'll save it, we'll put it out there, and it'll be out on social media for anybody and their brother to hear.
Yep.
And their sister and their cousin and their dog.
Their grandma, their dog.
Yeah, and their bird. And their pet lizard.
You said something about the pets.
And the beach grass.
That's the whole new show right there. Because pets are part of the family.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. My dog is in the table praying with us.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
The Beach Grove Python. Yeah. I mean, yes. Have you heard about that thing?
Yes, that is crazy.
Did you, Henry Holcomb, the first dog, said, should I invite the Beach Grove Python over for a play date?
Oh, no.
You know, Governor Holcomb's dog.
Yeah.
Because he's got his own Twitter account.
Yeah. That's kind of rough.
Yeah. Well, the first, you know, the governor's been out of the country now on a trade mission, and he came through and he said, or his wife, Janet, came through and said, well, this is what we do. We leave you at home, Henry. You try to have a party.
It's very rough. You know, got to do that. You know, part, dogs can party. But sir, pets are people part of the party. Pets are definitely part of folks' party.
Oh, yes. No question. Family.
I mean, I had a pet, and her name was Peaches. Oh. And when she got so old, we had to put her down. And I cried all the way to the vet, and I double cried all the way home because we had to put her down. I don't want no more pets. I'll get a pet rock or a tadpole. I'm not getting attached to nothing. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Pets are like part of your family.
Yes.
You know, and then when those things happen, I can't. I'm sorry. My neighbor got a dog. Her name is Lucy, a German Shepherd, and she was a puppy. Now she's bigger, but I play with their dog. But I'm not gonna do it. I'm just dogged out. I can't do it.
Dogged.
I'm dog.
Especially in college, like I'm having separation anxiety from being separate with my dog for a whole year, and then coming back later on to see him.
That'll be the fun part, though, is when you come back home.
Oh yeah, he's gonna go wild. Crazy. Yep. He goes wild just for me leaving the house to go get mail and coming back.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not far. You just went to the box.
Right.
Where did she go? Oh, she's back.
Well, it's coming at that, Mr. Easter. You're going to be doing the magic numbers, or carrying out not the magic numbers, but actually doing the reading of the names.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Of the graduation.
And I saw up. Mr. Fraley appeared at the door just a few minutes ago. He's stepping in this year for Mr. Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
So
that's kind of cool.
First year for Mr. Fraley.
You better not mess up those names, boy.
Seniors, if you're listening, still check in with us, Mr. Yeah. Fraley or me. Yeah, and about 100 people have checked in so far.
Good. All right, now one quick.
About 800 more to go.
Crazy question. Why you have them check in? I know. I already know the answer, but
so we don't mess up their name.
Hey, they did a pretty good job at the Union of Excellence with names.
Yeah. So that's coming up, folks.
So we don't mess up, because there are some really interesting names at Ben Davis High School. I tell you, the worst ones though aren't the really ones that look tough. Because they usually sound those out. It's like if your name is Anna and it's pronounced Anna or Brianna or, you know, just stuff like that. Stefan or Steven, you know, these are the things that those sometimes they don't check in and they should.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how hard are the easy ones? Those ones you mess up on?
I mean, because usually the students that have the really tough names will check in with you.
Yeah.
They already know. Yeah,
They know, because when they go to Applebee's or something, it's like for me, I get this all the time. Esther?
Okay.
Esther party? How do you get Esther out of
Easter?
Easter.
Oh. Your last name. Mr. Easter.
Yeah.
Mr.
I don't get it. Esther.
I think if you're at a restaurant and they say your name wrong, you should get your meal free.
Yes. Or at Starbucks if they spell it wrong.
Free coffee.
Yes.
You know, for life, you know.
For life.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Might be a bad business model there.
I mean, because they write on your cup. That's damaging. That's damaged you for life when you see your name written properly on the cup and they still mispronounce it. Emerson work here?
Like Emerson?
With Mr. Allen. Now, y'all butcher a name, y'all. But I do it all in love. Well, this is it. This is it, Mr. Easter. So I pulled you away from your assignment.
Yeah.
Evidence, so hopefully Mr. Easter don't.
I actually got to get going on my internships.
Yeah. We won't let you do that. So we're going to close out and thank you very much. And congratulations on everything you did this year.
Thank you.
Give me the
high five. Yeah, congratulations. We'll let her get back to class. We're going to close it out. And then we're going to get out of here ourselves. Cause we got to go. Mr. Easter got to work a lot.
Because?
It don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense. Well, to the parents, And to the teachers, our students, like Evan, got so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. But to give out what you're going to be giving back. Remember, your hands, they got the hands on you. Because the folks you hang with, they can affect your life. Your future is in the hands of one you hang with. Don't be a copycat, just copy the right cat. And remember, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. It don't make no sense. That don't make no sense.
That's the only paper we have left in the studio.
I'll just tear up this and do something to tear up. Give me a conniption. I had your hair. Pull it out. Pull your pants up. But as always, the views on School Talk, that's the views, Embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. My views, the views of my guests, because that's it for 2018. I'll be back in school year 2019 with more stuff.
August 3rd.
Be a brand new producer.
Student and I'll be same producer.
It'll be same producer. Is she coming back?
Yeah.
Daniela's coming back. Hootie-hoo. How do you do? I just don't know, because she could go all the way. Until then, have a good day. See you next time on School Talk. Ha ha.